This is a great day. This is a great day for BYU and BYU football. My name is Brian Santiago. I'm the director of athletics, and super grateful to be here with all of you. We're grateful that you'd take the time to be here and to cover this. We're going to start today. Keith Voorkink, the advancement vice president, is going to read a statement from the president of our university. See Shane Reese. Keith.
Thank you, Brian. I'm also super happy to be here. It's a great day for Brigham Young University. President Reese is traveling. Invited me to read this statement. In many ways, Kalani Sitake is a public face of Brigham Young University. He leads our most prominent athletic team, and you couldn't ask for a better exemplar of the Christ-centered values for which this university stands. In saying that, I also communicate the great trust and confidence of BYU's Board of Trustees that they have in Kalani Sitake's unwavering commitment to BYU's mission, which helps to build student athletes who learn by studying and by faith. Someone recently said that BYU wants to win, but BYU wants to win as a family. Kalani is family, and we couldn't be more pleased that he'll be staying at BYU for all the right reasons and leading our football program into the Big 12 championship this week. And I'll just second President's words. We're so excited for all that Kalani represents and for the future of him leading our football program.
Thanks, Keith. Thanks. This, as I mentioned, is a pretty exciting day. And we're really excited to announce that Kalani Sitake is going to be BYU's football coach long into the future. We, as an athletic department and university, are making a significant investment to make sure that we have a football program that is set up and prepared to have success for the future. One of the things that's been most impressive in this process is what Kalani really is all about. This is a great football coach, but this is one of the great people on planet Earth. He's committed to everything that's good. He's committed to not only running a first-class football program, he's so committed to his staff, everyone in the building. He cares about every single person that is part of this program. And maybe most importantly, he's all in for these players. There weren't very many times in this process that he was talking about himself, talking about his own compensation. He was talking about, I want to take care of all the people around me. And that's what tells you a lot about Kalani Sitake. The other part of this that's pretty awesome is Kalani is in this with his family. Not only Timberly, his amazing wife and his children, but his dad. And Pops is right back there. He's a big part of this program too. And we're grateful to you, Pops. Grateful to you for your commitment, not only to this program, but for raising such a great man in Kalani. I just wanna add too, when you get in the trenches of college athletics, you wanna do it every day with people that you love and that you can actually have a great time with. And I'm most excited about walking the path with Kalani and continuing to see him build men that aren't only gonna do incredible things on the football field, but he's preparing these young men to go and change the world. And the culture that he's built here is second to none. And we're not just investing in a football program. We're investing in Kalani Sitake. I'm grateful to be here and sit next to him as the athletic director, but more importantly, as a friend and a confidant. Let's go. Well, the investment in, first and foremost, our head coach. You want to make sure that your head coach feels valued. But like I mentioned before, Kalani's totally committed to building a program that is not only championship driven, but to do it the BYU way. So his focus was making sure that we made an investment in his coaching staff, make an investment in the players to make sure that we give him the resources he needs. but he wants it spread over the whole program. And if you're going to chase greatness and do it in a unique way, you have to be invested all the way, because one of the things that we're committed to is that we're climbing the mountain. We're chasing greatness. We're doing it the BYU way. And if we're going to sustain it, we're interested in the long game and the long-term sustainability of our program. We're not just trying to win a few games for now. Last I checked, and I've said this a few times, a lot of people talk about our competitive juices and how they flow. The last 7 or 8 months since I've been named the AD, I haven't had anybody call me or email me and say, hey, can you guys be mediocre? Everybody is interested. Cougar Nation everywhere in the world is interested in what's going on. We just found out the last 3 or 4 days, we've literally heard from people all across the world of how invested they are. And then their message is, if you're going to chase greatness like this, if you're going to invest in the program, the whole program, all the way, facilities included, we are driven to have our facilities be second to none. If you're going to invest in the whole program, we're in. Cougar Nation, all across the world, we're in. Let us know what you need. And that's been super heartwarming. And I see people even in this room the last few days that have just sent clear messages. We're all in for this program.
Brian,
go.
I was going to say, you brought up facilities being second to none.
Yeah.
What role does facilities play in this long-term investment in the Kalani program?
Well, you have to be in the game. And the one thing, and Kalani said it very, very well, one of the big game changers, and everyone in this room knows, is when we joined the Big 12. It changed everything as far as the level of competition day in and day out, and the ability to compete at the very highest level and put yourself in a position like we're in right now. And Kalani's done a great job of adapting and adjusting to a brand new world of being in the Big 12. And we're super grateful for the Big 12. The other part of it, and to answer your question about facilities, is that recruiting is the lifeblood of a program. And one of the things that's been proven is that Kalani and this staff, and the reason why we have to have the right coaches in place, is because recruiting is everything. And they just signed one of the top recruiting classes in the country, got commitments from some of the best players in the country, and one of the best recruiting classes we've had. And part of bringing those young men to this campus is they want to have the resources and the facilities to be able to prepare themselves for the next level. They all have the dream. And so we want to make sure when they come to BYU that they're not sacrificing anything in their ability to prepare for a great career at BYU and beyond. And so when you start looking at our facilities, our practice fields, our stadium, the locker rooms downstairs, the weight rooms, like, we want to make sure they have the very best and that we stay in the game. We got to be competitive. And those student athletes and those prospective student athletes, they're seeing the very best as they travel around. They want to know that if they come here, they're going to have access to the best resources and the best facilities. So that's part of our commitment, is to make sure that we have those facilities in place.
And it's well documented, you're a competitive person.
Yeah.
How does it feel to kind of win this competition when big hitters are swinging for your guy, Tom's guy that you guys brought in over a decade ago, to win against the best, unlimited resources, along with Keith and Shane and those that had the decisions? How does that feel to
win? I didn't view it like that. Going into this, you know, we had a lot of conversations about the program and about making sure that he feels valued at BYU. And one of the things that we're all competitive, but my responsibility as the athletic director is to have the best coaches in the country for BYU. And there's nobody better in all of football for BYU than Kalani Sitake. So our investment was, let's make sure that we do everything we can to retain Kalani Sitake. We never wavered. We had a lot of great conversations, but that was the motivation. It wasn't to win. It was to make sure that we have the best football coach in America that aligns perfectly with BYU and the church, and there's nobody better than Kalani Sitake. And so that was the focus, is to make sure that we invested in the right person. And when you've been in something for 10 years, in the trenches, through the good, the tough, you find out real quick who you want to go to battle with. And if we're going to go to battle, I'm going to battle with this guy. And I'm walking the path with this guy. And so that was the motivation. It wasn't to win, but I'm grateful we won.
Brian, how does this change the expectations now for the program? It's a significant investment.
I think the expectations are already set by Kalani and his vision and passion for excellence. He's built something really, really special, and we wanted to give him the resources to be able to sustain it. There were a lot of people for a long time that said, number one, we would never be in a power conference, and number two, that we would never be in this position. But we believe, and he believes. And the expectations for this program are set by him and our vision to be great and to bring positive light to this incredible university and positive light to, especially in this time of season, to the Savior. That's who we are. We're unashamed about it. And this athletic department, this university, is our passion is to be perfectly aligned with the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints and be perfectly aligned with the leadership, with Keith and President, and all the way from top to bottom. And that's why I'm excited, because I feel like we're all in it together. And that doesn't happen everywhere, but it's going to happen here. Kalani always has decision-making capability for his program. One of the things when you start talking about alignment is there are very few things that we disagree on when we talk about the direction of this program and where it's going. And we make decisions together. We make decisions together, and when there needs to be additional input, there's input. But Kalani always has decision-making capability for his football program. That's why we invest in him, because he makes sound decisions, and that's why we're in the position we're in. This excellence just didn't happen by chance. This has been happening for some time, and the way he's built it the right way. We're just super excited. And what I'm really excited for, and he mentioned it earlier, I'm excited for Cougar Nation. I think people are gonna find out when that roof blows off on Saturday, when our team runs on the field. People are gonna feel what we all feel for this place and for this program. And we're extremely grateful for Kalani and his entire staff. And when I say entire staff, I'm looking around, I see all my staff that's been in the trenches here for the last little while, but these coaches and all of them that are here and that aren't here. I'm just gonna say this real quick. The start of the year, we went to media day together, and we sat and watched the movie Up 1 together with a bunch of the players. And that celebration in the back room when they won, even those that weren't out on the track, that's what's happening here. That's the culture that he's created. Everybody feels a part of it, and they feel valued. And we're going to keep building this thing.
Appreciate it, man.
Let's go.